Chapter 2 Schemas. What are schemas? There are many ways that a definition of a schema can be worded. The following definitions, which are from a number of sources, reveal this. In Social Psychology 8th edition 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sayers, the following definition appears in the glossary. Schema: an organized system or structure of cognitions about some stimulus or type of stimulus, such as a person, personality type, group, role, or event. In Psychology 4th edition 1994, by Gleitman, this definition appears in the glossary. Schema in theories of memory and thinking, a term that refers to a general cognitive structure in terms of which information can be organized. A simple dictionary definition from the Franklin Language Master LM5000 Electronic Dictionary: Schema, one outline to mental configuration of experience, in the College edition, Webster's New World Dictionary of the American Language 1966. The following definition appears for the word schema: an outline, systematic arrangement, diagram, scheme, or plan. My general model of a schema is broader than some of the above definitions, and is presented in the following paragraphs. A schema is a set of ideas that relate to an entity. The term ideas refers to any information that comes to us as a result of thinking or through the five senses, such as thoughts, images, descriptive terms or sentences, relationships, steps or motion sequences. Steps or motion sequences relate to a certain type of schema that is called a script, that involves a set of actions that relate to an event or goal. The term entity in the definition is any object or event. The object can be a person, place or physical structure. The word event means any happening, situation or a goal. In general, anything that involves a series of steps is an event. Scripts are schemas of events. Some, but certainly not all, schemas have specific emotional responses or feelings associated with them. That is, the ideas comprising a schema can have certain types of emotions associated with them. Another way of conceptualizing this is to realize that parts of the ideas comprising a schema can be emotional in nature. That is, part of the idea which is mental information can be emotional reactions or feelings. I will come back to this idea later in this book, when I discuss attitudes. The set of ideas that comprise a schema can be highly organized, moderately organized, or very loosely organized. The level of organization and the way the ideas are organized depends on the specific schema. The ideas that make up a schema can often, but not always, be thought of as a mental list, which can usually be represented as a written list on paper. This idea is discussed in detail in the paragraphs that follow. With more complicated schemas, the ideas in the set can be represented with a diagram. Note: if the above is not clear to the reader, the following descriptions and examples will clarify the definition of a schema and the other ideas that were presented. Other ways of describing a schema: the above definition can be restated in different words as follows. A schema is a mental arrangement of ideas that relates to an entity. The ideas may describe the entity or delineate a sequence of steps involved with the entity. A very practical and simplified description of a schema is as follows. Many but not all schemas are mental lists that relate to an entity. The list either describes the entity or delineates a sequence of steps that relate to the entity. Each item on the list is one idea. The mental list can be represented on paper, in terms of a written list of ideas. I am calling this type of schema a list schema. Most scripts can be represented in terms of a list of steps, which means they are list schemas. More complicated list schemas might be represented on paper with the ideas it contains connected to each other by lines. The lines show the relationships or connections between the ideas. Some schemas cannot be accurately represented by a list, but they can be well represented with diagrams. I am calling this type of schema a diagrammatic schema. Both list and diagrammatic schemas can be created on paper or on a computer screen. List schemas are very useful for describing things in writing. And diagrammatic schemas are especially useful in engineering and electronics. In certain situations, a combination of list and diagrammatic schema are used in one diagram. Some examples of schemas follow. These examples are all list schemas. A schema of an intelligent person. A simple schema of an intelligent person is all of the following. Gets good grades in school. Is knowledgeable in many areas. Knows how to apply theories. Knows how to solve problems well. Knows how to avoid problems. Makes wise decisions in daily life. A schema of an authoritarian personality. Note the following was originally written for a psychology course. I am using it here in a slightly modified form because it is an excellent example of a schema that is more complicated than the previous example. An authoritarian personality is a definition that consists of all of the following characteristics. An individual that generally submits to authority without question. Such a personality in a certain sense worships authority. This type of personality essentially has a strong need or willingness to submit to legitimate authority. Perhaps more precisely, the individual submits to people if he or she perceives a legitimate authority. An individual that generally is prejudiced toward minority groups. This prejudice can be focused on Jews, black people, Latins, Asians, foreigners, and other minority classifications. An individual that generally is harsh to inferiors. If he sees himself in a position of authority, he will be inclined to be very strict and penalizing toward his inferiors. An individual that generally believes in severe punishment for deviations from established rules. This type of person is likely to vote for conservative candidates that are advocating strong law and order policies. An individual with a generalized hostility. The hostility is focused on minority groups and individuals of lower status. There generally will be no apparent hostility toward established authority. A very useful technique when writing a relatively complicated schema is to underline each item in bold type and describe the item in regular type as above. A schema held by a prejudiced person. The following is an example of a schema held by a person that is prejudiced against a hypothetical category of people called XS. The schema has strong emotional reactions associated with it. The method of listing such a schema suggests a methodology for dealing with prejudiced people or individuals who have an irrational schema about anything. The methodology involves analyzing the schema into the irrational ideas and emotions that comprise it. Then present the results in a list schema, with the irrational idea written first, followed by the irrational emotional responses associated with the idea. Then write how the irrational idea and emotions can be reduced or eliminated. This should be placed in parentheses to prevent confusion with the actual schema. The following schema is an example of all of the above. All XS are stupid and cannot be educated. Frustration is associated with this idea. The irrational idea and the emotional responses might be reduced by getting to know intelligent excess and exposing the prejudiced person to statistics that relate to the academic achievements of excess. The frustration can also be reduced by alleviating the overall frustration in the prejudiced person's life. This is because frustration can be projected onto a group that is not causing the frustration. Important note, the emotional response is part of the ideas held by this hypothetical person. That is, the emotional response does not automatically or logically follow from the idea. For example, a person can think that all XS are stupid and feel sympathy instead of frustration. This note applies to all of the emotional responses on the remainder of the list. All XS are lazy. Frustration is also associated with this idea. This might be partly alleviated if the prejudiced person gets to know excess in environments where everyone is treated as if they have equal status. If this prejudiced person is exposed to statistics that relate to the industriousness of excess, the prejudicial belief of laziness might be reduced or eliminated. All excess are dishonest. Fear of being robbed or cheated is associated with this idea. This might be alleviated if the prejudiced individual gets to know typical excess that are hardworking and honest. All excess are vicious and dangerous. Fear of being injured by an attack is associated with this idea. This can be alleviated by adequate police presence and if the prejudiced person gets to know excess that are friendly. All excess are worthless and should not be treated like humans. Hatred is associated with this idea. This might be alleviated if the prejudiced individual gets to know excess that are average and above in their achievements. Exposing the prejudiced person to statistics about excess achievements might also help reduce this irrational idea and related emotional response. Reducing stressful frustration in the prejudiced person's life might also help. All excess are less than human. Hatred is also associated with this idea. This might be reduced by the same way as the above. A simple script schema. An example of a very simple script schema was taken from page 50 of Social Psychology 8th edition 1994 by Taylor, Peplau, and Sayers, and is presented in a modified list form below. The following is a schema that describes what may happen when ordering Chinese food for a group of people at a restaurant. Step 1. Everyone sits down. Step 2. The waiter brings the menus to the seated group. Step 3. Several people start talking at the same time, while giving their favorite dishes. Step 4. After the above continues for a short period of time, other people in the group say they never know what to have and would someone else just please decide. Step 5. Then the people in the group goes through the menu section by section, haggling over which items to order. Step 6. The group comes to an agreement on what to order. Step 7. One member of the group conveys the negotiated package to the waiter. A role schema. Role schemas are descriptions that relate to a role. These schemas are important for social psychology, and an example using the role of a patrol officer follows. Is hired by the government, usually the city, to monitor a locality with the intent of enforcing the laws and providing assistance in certain types of emergencies. The officer can make arrests and give summonses for violations of the law. The officer carries a gun, which he or she is given the right to use under certain conditions. The officer might carry a nightstick, which he or she has the right to use under certain conditions. The officer works as a team member with other police personnel, with much of the communication carried out by radio. The officer might patrol a locality on foot, from a patrol car, with a motorcycle, or in some localities on a horse. The patrol officer wears a uniform and badge that makes him or her easily identifiable. Other examples of schemas. There are many other examples of schemas that can be represented by lists such as the following. Stereotypes of different classifications of people. Problem-solving methodologies that involve a series of steps. The above fit into the category of script schemas. Schemas of ceremonies, which are also scripts. The basic values people of a specific cultural category hold. The courtship process of a specific cultural group, which is a general script schema. The role of a mother. The role of a father. A basic description of a good citizen. A basic description of a street criminal. A basic description of almost anything.